If you love baseball, DirecTV is your go-to this season. DirecTV has the most MLB games in one place. It's your home for baseball all season long. You can catch all the action with access to ESPN Unlimited and MLB.tv. Every strikeout, every steal, every save, all streaming live so you don't miss a single inning. You can stream games across your devices, no satellite required, and witness the action unfold across the league. With Sports Central on DirecTV, you can see your teams in one streamlined hub. Keep up with live scores and stats in real time so you can see who's up and who's down without switching apps. Never ask, what's the score again? Sign up now at DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Visit DirecTV.com for more details. Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. Are you still wearing your old cargo shorts? Has your t-shirt drawer seen better days? If you're ready to upgrade your summer wardrobe but you're not sure where to begin, you definitely need to try Stitch Fix. Stitch Fix is the OG personal styling service that takes all the decision-making about clothing out of your hands. Your stylist gets to know your preferences and what you're looking for, then picks pieces just for you and sends them right to your door. They always nail the fit, so I get to look and feel great without ever stepping foot in a store. It's a win-win. Here's how it works. You take a quick style quiz, share your size, your vibe, and your budget, and boom, you're matched with a real human stylist who handles the rest. They send you a fixed box with clothes that actually fit and make sense for your life, work, weekends, whatever. It saves you time, and you look great and feel confident in what you're wearing. It's no risk, all style. Try it all on in the comfort of your home. Keep what works, send back the rest. Free shipping and returns always. And no subscription required. Plus, get a free try-on for your first order. Get started today at stitchfix.com/baseball to get $20 off your first order. That's stitchfix.com/baseball. Let's get you ready for week 14. Up next on Fantasy Baseball Today Express. Welcome into FBT Express on Saturday, June 20th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. And let's take a look at the Week 14 schedule. We have 16 teams with 6 games, and we have 14 teams with 7 games. The D-backs, Red Sox, Cubs, Tigers, Astros, Royals, Mets, Yankees, Phillies, Cardinals, Rays, Rangers, Blue Jays, and Nationals. I'm realizing now that I did not write down the Rockies matchups for next week. Scott, do you happen to know the Rockies matchups for next week?
Half home, half away, as per our usual arrangement.
There you go. Starter sit these two start pitchers. We have a lot of names. So Sonny Gray, he is at the Rockies and home against the Yankees. Tough matchups.
Tough matchups, but he's been pretty reliable lately. Bringing back that sweeper, it seems to have regained some of its effect. And yeah, I think he's a good enough pitcher that you start him whenever he has two matchups, at least in most leagues.
Ryan Weathers is coming off a nice bounce back start, but he was pretty shaky before that. He's at the Tigers and at the Red Sox next week.
He was pretty shaky, and initially I had my doubts about whether or not to treat him as a must-start two-start pitcher, but then he did bounce back with a dominant outing Thursday, and these are really favorable matchups. The Red Sox dead last in runs scored, and the Tigers are 24th. So I think Weathers is a must with these two starts.
Casey Mize gets the Yankees and the Astros. He was not very good in his return, but he was great before that.
Yeah, and these are iffy matchups. Here's the thing. Like, this week is jam-packed with two-star pitchers, over 40 of them. Or at least scheduled to have over 40 of them, which, you know, lately we've been seeing like 25 to 30. So there's a lot of them. There aren't a lot I feel great about, but it, particularly if you're in a head-to-head league, the sheer number of them means you're going to go up against a lot. And so you might have to stretch a little more, a little beyond your comfort zone just to match up, just to meet the volume of your opponent. I'm thinking specifically in head-to-head points leagues. So Casey Mize, even with the tough matchups, even with the shaky return, I think he showed us enough before the injury that with two starts, I'm inclined to say yes.
Shane McClanahan has been trending down lately. He gets the Royals and the D-backs.
Yeah, that's just a points league option for me. He's been pretty bad, but that Royals matchup is nice.
Michael King also trending down, and tough matchups. He gets the Braves and the Dodgers.
Yeah, 4.7 K per nine in King's last six starts. Or I think it's five starts. But yeah, it's terrible, and those are tough matchups. I still have him as a yes in a points league, but I don't feel great about it.
What about Michael Waka?
Points league only, for sure, though.
What about Michael Waka? He has also slowed down lately. He's at Tampa Bay and at the White Sox.
Feel a little better about that than King, but it's still just a points league option.
Foster Griffin has been solid. He gets the Phillies and at the Orioles.
I think that's fine for points leagues.
What about Merrill Kelly? He has had a ton of blow-up starts this year. He's at the Cardinals and at Tampa Bay.
I think I'm going to say no to that.
I think so,
too. You could justify it in a points league, but it just feels too risky. The risk outweighs the reward.
And then Zebby Matthews coming off a bounce-back start. He gets the Dodgers, and he gets the Rockies in Minnesota. So Jekyll and Hyde matchups there for him.
Yeah, that's a no. There's been a lot more bad than good from him recently, and I'm not convinced of the upside for Zebby Matthews. You know what? I'm going to change it with Michael King. I just don't want to start him. Braves, Dodgers.
Yeah.
I think it's just a no for me.
All right. Who are some two-star pitchers that you were looking to add and stream where available?
So we got Eduardo Rodriguez in here. He gets the Cardinals and the Rays, which are two pretty good matchups. And he's been effective. I don't really trust it. There aren't a lot of missed bats in there. There isn't a lot of like weak contact. There aren't the telltale signs of a pitcher sustaining a low ERA like he has, 2.45. But with two pretty good matchups and the kind of run he's on, I think I have to call him a sleeper here. Peter Lambert's coming off back-to-back really good starts. He gets the Blue Jays and Tigers. They are both in the bottom 10 in runs scored. We got Andre Pallante. It's been a quality start machine for the Cardinals. Gets a lot of ground balls. Diamondbacks is the first matchup. That's a little iffy. Marlins, second matchup, that's better. I think for points leagues, Pallante makes sense. Anthony Kay. ERA estimators hate him, and he's been shakier lately. He started to regress to the mean there, I think, but the matchups this week, Cleveland and Kansas City. I mean, the Guardians without Jose Ramirez, that might actually be the worst lineup, and the Royals have been bad all season. So I think in points leagues, that's a potential sleeper there. Anthony Kay. Also, Grant Holmes. I don't feel great about it. He's been pretty bad. But the matchups are Padres and Giants. I know the Giants have been a little better lately, but I don't know. I mean, he's 10th among all the pit sleeper pitchers, one or two starts. I think if you're a gambling person, if you're a fortune favors the bold type, Holmes with those matchups in a points league, you could maybe get lucky there.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. I love starting my mornings peacefully, and for me, that means sipping my warm morning brew while playing Wordle before the daily chaos begins. It centers me, but keeping up with those healthy, grounding habits gets tough when summer travel throws off my schedule. Luckily, Kachava's new travel packs have made traveling with my favorite all-in-one nutrition absolutely effortless this summer. I just toss a couple of packs into my suitcase, and I'm ready to fuel my day with clean, plant-based nutrition that actually tastes delicious. Kachava has been a game changer for my wellness routine, supporting my all-day energy, keeping my digestion regular, and providing the protein and electrolytes my muscles need. It even nurtures my metabolism, supports my mind, and nourishes my immune system with essential vitamins and minerals. Every single packet delivers complete nutrition on the go, including greens, omegas, and fiber, with zero artificial colors, preservatives, or soy. You can choose from six fan-favorite flavors like chocolate or coconut acai and try it risk-free thanks to their Love It guarantee. Take your daily ritual with you. Go to kachava.com and use code FANTASY for 15% off your first order. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com. Use code FANTASY. Welcome back, FBT Express. We're here previewing week 14, and we left off with the one start streamer. Scott, who do you like there?
Fudging it a little here with Roki Sasaki. He's right at 80% rostered. but he gets the Padres, who are, you know, basically the worst offensive baseball. I know the Red Sox have dropped behind him as of this recording, but that might change by the time you listen to it. Sasaki, bumpy outing last time, but he was showing great signs before then, a harder splitter, harder fastball too. And I think he'll come through with this matchup. Gage Jump just had a great outing on Thursday. He was facing the Angels, went seven strong. He's gone seven twice, throwing a ton of strikes. Just looks really good, and he gets the Giants this week.
Gage, Sean, Gage who? Sorry.
It's fine. Sean Burke also was great on Thursday, less expectedly than Jump, I would say, but you know, even more dominant. Struck out eight, 20 whiffs. Fastball was up nearly 2 miles per hour. Said he really focused on just attacking hitters after walking five the previous two. Don't know if it's going to last, but he gets the Guardians, who again, without Jose Ramirez, very favorable matchup there for Sean Burke. Griffin Jacks, his outings have been short, but he's limited damage, getting a lot of ground balls. I think he deserves a look. And finally, Cade Cavalli against the Phillies, who remain in the bottom 10 in runs scored.
All right, let's slide over to the hitters and the best matchups for next week. We have the Phillies, Cardinals, Orioles, Rays, and Royals. The worst hitter matchups, Pirates, Yankees, Tigers, Guardians, and Reds. Who are your favorite sleeper hitters for week 14?
I don't love this group. It's one of the worst groups yet. My top choice is Paul Goldschmidt, who's been great starting for the Yankees. They actually don't have good matchups. You mentioned they have the second worst matchups, and I hate putting hitters on here who have bad matchups. The reason I have Goldschmidt on here, aside from just the fact he's been hot, five lefties on the schedule for the Yankees, and he is batting 400 with a 1232 OPS against lefties. So hopefully that will win out over the tough matchups, and Goldschmidt will have a huge week. Mitch of the Phillies have the best hitter matchups. I like Alec Bohm, who last 36 games, 296 batting average, eight home runs, and OPS over 850. He's looked like Alec Bohm again. The overall numbers still stink because he was off to such a bad start. But that's 36 games where he's looked right and obviously gets those favorable matchups. I also like Bryson Stott to take advantage of those matchups, particularly with just one lefty on the schedule that should ensure he stays in the lineup. Gives you a little speed there. A couple Cardinals with them having the second best hitter matchups. Lars Nootbaar back from the IL. Average exit velocity is 95.3 miles per hour. He's been hitting the ball very hard, drawing walks like he usually does. He did sit against the lefty Thursday, but there's only one of those on the schedule next week. I think Lars Nootbaar is going to play a lot. Blaze Jordan, a recent call-up for the Cardinals, playing third base for them. His average exit velocity since coming up 93.6. And he's batting over 300, a very small sample, but enough that you could try him out with the favorable matchups here. The Braves just missed being among the teams with the five best hitter matchups, and so I like Mauricio Dubon for them. Picked things up in June again, 304 with four home runs in his last 12 games. You can start him basically anywhere. His teammate Dominic Smith, only 10% rostered, only starts against right-handers, but that's all they're facing this week in their sixth game. Right-handers from the Padres and Giants rotation. The only tough one is Logan Webb. I guess Michael King's on there too, but as we just talked about, he hasn't been so tough lately. So I think Dominic Smith, a real deep sleeper for you. Marcus Semien for the Mets. They have seven games. The matchups are okay, but really he's looked like Marcus Semien again lately. Last 18 games, 262, five home runs, OPS around 850. A couple of Rockies here. I wish they had a full week at home, but their road matchups are pretty favorable. Willy Castro, TJ Rumfield, they've both been hot. And I think that covers it.
All right, for more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to our full-length podcast, Fantasy Baseball Today, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today Express. And we'll be back again next week. Bye-bye.
Paramount Podcasts.